I'm excited to talk to this guy, Robert Kiyo. Don't tell me. Kiyosaki. Second chance for your money, your life, and our world. This book is available on Amazon. Robert, are you there? Are you there? Is he there? Hi, Robert.
Hi, I'm honored to talk to you.
Thank you so much for talking to me. First off, I have to ask you, did you really write two books with Donald Trump?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, we did. He's a good friend.
He is. And how, what is he like? I'll get to your book in a second. I just want to know, what is he like to even be around that much?
I tell you what, you know, he is what he is. You know, there's no two Donald Trumps. Like, there's four Hillarys, but only one Donald Trump.
Yeah, you know, I do envy his fuck you lifestyle. But when you have fuck you money, which we'll talk about, you can say anything you want. So, Robert, this book, Second Chance for Your Money, Your Life, and Our World. I know a lot of people right now do need some second chances. When it comes to money and finance, how is the world becoming more invisible?
Well, because the old rules of money were changed back in 1971. You know, President Nixon took us off the gold standard. And so when people say, you know, save money, that's probably the worst financial advice you could give somebody, because they can print money faster than you can save it.
So true.
So people are operating by old rules, or things like, you know, invest for the long term in the stock market. And you see what's going on in the stock market today.
Right.
You can lose. They lost $1 trillion in a minute or something.
I know. It's terrifying. It said we're going to go into a depression because of China's stock market. Is that true?
Well, it depends. You know, the rich are going to get richer, unfortunately, which is why I wrote Second Chance. Because you have to understand that the rich don't save money, and they don't invest for the long term in the stock market, and they don't call their house an asset. That was all covered in Rich Dad, Poor Dad. The point is, you know, Jenny, is that people following the old rules of money are getting creamed.
God, that's so scary, because that's all we know.
I know. And that's why, you know, for years, I always said, why don't we teach kids about money in school? And that was like, you got to be kidding me. You know, the love of money is the root of all evil.
So should you bother saving money if you're in debt?
Well, you see, there's two kinds of debt. There's good debt and bad debt. And there's debt that makes you poorer, and there's debt that makes you richer. So if you buy a house with debt, it's actually making you poorer. Mm. But if I buy an apartment house with debt, I'm getting richer.
Got it.
That's what education is. It's not about what's right or wrong. It's, you know, in this situation it works, in this situation it doesn't work. That's what education is.
Well, let's talk about the title of the book, Second Chance. So who do you think needs a second chance? And what do you mean by second chance specifically?
Well, it's anybody who's interested in what's going to happen probably the next 20 years. You know, America's going down the tubes right now. There's no surprise. And so if you're saving money and hoping for job security, and you know, you're going to buy a house and you're going to invest long-term in a mutual fund, you're probably going to get creamed. And that's why Second Chance is just, it's got a lot of pictures in it. And those are not my pictures or government pictures. For example, it shows 120 years of the Dow. You realize, Jenny, that in the last 10 years, we've had three major crashes, 100 times bigger than 1929.
Wow.
So nobody talks about it, but when you look at Second Chance, you can see pictures, and these are government pictures, they're not mine, of what's really going on. And then at the back of the book, I have some ideas, like, I don't save money. I use debt to get rich. It's so counterintuitive.
So in the book, Second Chance, you not only have like warnings and what people are doing wrong, but you also offer advice, correct?
Yeah, I don't really like to give advice because I'm functionally incompetent myself. All I'm saying is just take a look at it, and you know, hopefully it'll stir something inside of you that say, maybe I better start thinking, doing, and acting, you know, differently.
So we have a couple minutes left. So if you can quickly tell us, like, if you're 20 years out from retirement, how can you catch up where you need to be?
Well, be grateful you have 20 years. How would you like to be an old guy like me?
Well, you sound young, if that's worth anything.
Well, thanks. But anyway, you know, it is time. It is education. It is ambition. The biggest concern this next crash coming is going to be bigger than 2008, unfortunately. So with that, you know, if that doesn't inspire you to say, maybe I should do something different. See, this is the thing, Jenny, is when crashes occur, they're the best times to get rich.
Yeah, you're right.
But if you're not thinking about it, if you think they're bad times, then you're probably not going to make it. So I personally made a fortune after 2008, not in the stock market, but in real estate.
I was just going to say, during that real estate crash, I know a lot of people that did and a lot of people that lost their ass.
What happens? They drop the interest rates to zero. I mean, they're giving money away.
Right.
How much money I made with free money?
Well, are you single? I know some girls that could date you. We're running out of time, but Robert, the book is called Second Chance for Your Money, Your Life, and Our World. I definitely want to pick this up and study it. Available on Amazon.com right now. Thank you so much, Robert. Thanks for helping us out.
Keep up the good work, Jenny.
Thank you so much. You too.